Just one halakha and the laws of Megillat Esther. Of course, we know Megillat Esther has to be written in certain ways, like a Sefer Torah. The Gemara in Megillat Tetzayin, on the pasuk in the Megillah that says Devre Shalom ve'emet, and we know the emet is Torah, and Devre Shalom is the Megillah. So they learn that there's certain parallels between the way you write a Sefer Torah. That's the way you have to write Megillat Esther. For example, you have to write it on klaf, on the parchment. If you wrote a Megillah on niyar, on paper, no yatsa, it's pesula. If you have to write the Megillah with dio, the special black ink. If you wrote it with anything but dio, pesula. Also, it needs sirtut. Sirtut means you need to make the lines underneath the letters, just like we have in the Sefer Torah, so everything is straight. A Megillah that was written without sirtut is pesula. However, not on every law are we going to be strict on Megillat Esther like we are on Sefer Torah. Because at the end, it's not a Sefer Torah. It's called an Igeret. Igeret, it's a proclamation. So therefore, there's certain leniencies. For example, Halakha. On a Sefer Torah, you have to write it with your right hand. Mimino esh dat lamu. Mimino, it has to be done in the right hand. A sofer that writes with his left hand, Sefer Torah is pesula. However, when it comes to Megillat Esther, even if the sofer writes it with his left hand, it's kishera. Similarly, there would be a question. If a lady writes a Sefer Torah, it is indeed pesula. However, the halakha, if a lady writes Megillat Esther, kishera. And that's the Racham Avadiyah is posek. And he even brings a ra'aya or a diyuk from a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchot Megillah Perek Bet says, Megillah sheketava akum ve'apikoros pesula. Why didn't he say isha? He just said akum ve'apikoros. So they want to make a diyuk. Could be that the Rambam holds. Indeed it is. Keshera. Rav Hida in his Sefer Birkei Yosef in Siman Tarza. Tzadi Aleph, see if Katan Vav also was posek that a Megillah that was written by a lady is Keshera. So you see there's differences between Sefer and Megillah. Similarly, a Katan that writes a Sefer Torah is Pesula. But Rachav Avadiyah holds Bidi'avad, if you don't have any other Megillah and there's nothing available, and the only Megillat Esther you have is that was written by a Katan, so you can also be lenient to use it. But that's only in a pinch when you have nothing else. But let's say another case. We have a Katan, not a Katan, a Bar Mitzvah. A boy that's 13 in the day. But you don't know if he brought 2 Se'arot. You don't know if he reached the age, physically, of puberty. Normally you have to check. When it comes to Megillat Esther, Hacham Vajetshish can be lenient. That as long as the boy is 13 years old, and one day, even if you didn't check, if he reached 2 se'arot, the Megillah would be kashir to use it like a tahila.